Karen Bass, Illegals Avoiding Hospitals Due to Fear of ICE. By Warner Todd Houston on July 10, 2025. Los Angeles's Radical Democrat Mayor Karen Bass took to social media Wednesday to lament that illegal aliens have begun skipping their free hospital visits for fear that immigration officials might be waiting to take them into custody. Bass cited a story by website LA's The claimed local hospitals and clinics have noted a decline in visits by migrants as immigration and customs enforcement activity increases in the city. St. John's clinics in Los Angeles and the Inland Empire have seen cancellations and appointment absences increase to 30% since June 6, when the federal government began enhanced enforcement, the website claimed. Los Angeles General Medical Center's no-show and cancellation rates have doubled to around 20%. This, Mayor Bass feels, is a tragedy. Patients are skipping life-saving care out of fear of ICE, with no-shows doubling in some LA hospitals. She wrote without pointing out that the patients she is talking about are illegal aliens who are getting free health care. I worked in the emergency room, I know firsthand how dangerous this is. This assault on our city must end, she moaned. Patients are skipping life-saving care out of fear of ICE, with no-shows doubling in some LA hospitals. I worked in the emergency room, I know firsthand how dangerous this is. This assault on our city must end. Mayor Karen Bass, at Mayor Ofla, July 9, 2025. But as White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller points out, free care for illegals is one of the chief upward drivers of U.S. healthcare costs. A primary driver of healthcare costs in America is the free or subsidized healthcare provided to illegal aliens and their families, he wrote in response to Bass's ex post. A primary driver of healthcare costs in America is the free or subsidized healthcare provided to illegal aliens and their families. Stephen Miller, at Stephen, July 10, 2025. In another post, Miller pointed out one of the segments of the LA's story that was trenchant. Think about this. You have hospitals where as much one-third of the cost/wait times are illegals, he wrote. Stephen Miller, at Stephen, July 9, 2025. Two states have led the way in attempting to put a cost on the free care for indigent illegals. Both Texas and Florida have mandated that hospitals track and report the costs they incur for caring for illegal aliens who have no insurance and cannot pay their bills. Texas hospitals have reported that more than 100,000 illegals have been given free care in the state's hospitals since the reporting rules were put in place. The flood of illegals has cost the state's hospitals a minimum of $434 million since reporting began late last year. Florida has reported similar findings and early this year noted that illegal aliens have cost its hospital $660 million in unpaid hospital bills during its reporting period. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.